is Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone with another Minnesota Home Talk Legal Minute.
Did you know that it is legal to own real estate within your IRA? Individuals seeking to invest IRA funds in real estate typically use a product called a self-directed IRA. A self-directed IRA is structured like any other IRA, and there can be traditional and Roth forms. The difference with this type of product is that the IRA owner self-directs how the funds are invested rather than relying upon a professional wealth manager to make investment decisions. Self-directed IRA investors commonly invest in real estate, and many of these investors use a limited liability company to gain checkbook control to the IRA funds and decrease the administrative burden on the IRA administrator. There are a number of legal and tax issues with self-directed investments. First, care must be taken to avoid certain prohibited transactions, namely transactions involving certain persons, the IRA owner individually, and or his or her spouse and lineal descendants, which the IRS deems to be an IRA distribution which will trigger significant tax, interest, and penalties. For example, an investor owning real estate within his or her self-directed IRA cannot take a fee personally for managing the properties. Also, some types of transactions can trigger unrelated business income tax under the Internal Revenue Code, such as if a property is leased to a retail tenant and a portion of the rent is tied to the tenant's sales, additional tax would apply to that portion of the rental income. Self-directed real estate investments can be a good way to diversify your portfolio, but are complex and a knowledgeable attorney should be consulted before utilizing this type of investment.
That was Jeff O'Brien with Chestnut Cambrone.